Ice still covers rivers in Bethel, Alaska. Spring only means more light as winter food supplies dwindle. Commentator John Active looks forward to Yupik Eskimo spring foraging, which begins with fishing, berry picking, and finally, a tundra delicacy.
Mouse food. It's a real tasty tundra tidbit, truly titillating to the tongue, like truffles are to the French. We call it anchlet, our word for cotton grass roots, which grow tall and green along the banks of lakes and streams here in summer. The tubers are long and dark on the outside, and on the inside, they're white, like a potato, and we use them like potatoes in our soups. And because they're sweet too, we dice them up and mix them in agouduk, or Eskimo ice cream, a whipped mixture of shortening and sugar. Cotton grass tubers aren't very big either, an inch or so long, small enough for a mouse to carry away. Some folks call them mouse nuts, but I don't like to call them mouse nuts. It doesn't sound right to say, let's go out and look for mouse nuts. Besides, we ought to show some respect for the little ovalnut, or mice. They worked hard all summer, excavating the cotton grass roots, spiriting them away into their underground caches for the cold winter days today. In the old days, little girls were given bracelets made up of tiny mouse hands as charms to make them more munuk, very meticulous in their skin sewing and anything they did with their hands. The charms must have done the trick, because those same hands were hard at work last fall gathering mouse food. You'd see the little Yupik ladies out on the pillow-soft tundra in twos and threes, moving carefully in circles. They take tiny steps, putting on their weight on their heels so they'll sink in when they step on a mouse cache. And when that happens, they say, "Wani huat dung! Look, here it is." The mice, though, are less than thrilled. Before they abandon ship, they send out a bunch of high-pitched squeaks. It almost sounds like they're kissing excitedly. It reminds me of a song I heard once about a lady who got scared by a mouse. Ang yaya gam, tatam tang ah. Ang yaya gam, tatam tang ah. Nakhlu yaga gam ka, pukuk cha khainanam ni. Ang yaya gam, tatam tang ah. My head is filled with memories like these from my younger days, cached away like the mouse has done with his tubers. We Yupiks are lucky to live close to Nuna, the land, which in our case is tundra. To outsiders, it looks vast and empty. But to us, it is endlessly revealing. And as isolated as we are, it is quickly changing. Take the mice, for example. There is already a difference between tundra mice and village mice. You might say the village mice are getting urbanized. Their caches are a nightmare. Along with the tubers, you find other inedibles like styrofoam, plastic wrap, and cigarette butts. Filthy, filthy. Tundra mice, on the other hand, are nice and neat. You only find tubers in their caches, carefully stashed away. When the ladies dig inside, they're careful not to take too much. They leave enough behind for the mouse to survive and make it through the winter, to ensure there will be more mice to go and to gather more mouse food. Gaich ba! It makes me hungry just to talk about it. Ang ya ya gam, tatam tanga. Ang yaya gam, Tatam tanga, Tluyagam ka, Bukuk jahainanum nika, Ang yayagam, Tatam tanga.
John Active is a Yupik Eskimo of Southwest Alaska. He comes to us via KYUK in Bethel.